When I was about one or two, my mom's friend came over to her house, and I was just, like, humming in the crib, as babies typically do, and my mom's friend just kind of looked at her, and she was like, "Why is your baby so good at singing?"
Oh, I will love you unconditionally. Oh, I will love you unconditionally.
My name is Taylor Bickett, and I'm a senior. So, when I was about one or two, my mom's friend came over to her house, and I was just, like, humming in the crib, as babies typically do, and my mom's friend just kind of looked at her, and she was like, "Why is your baby so good at singing?" And she had no idea what she was talking about. I was her first kid, and she just assumed that all kids had a sense of pitch. And my mom's friend was kind of like, "No, my children are tone deaf. Like, they're, like, three or whatever, and they just sing whatever's on the radio, and they have no idea what the pitch is." And so my mom, like, had never really known that about me, but she loved music, so she got me in music classes right away and, like, kind of discovered that this was my thing.
Cause darling, I wake up just to sleep with ya. I open my eyes so I can see with ya. And I live so I can die with you.
When I was a little kid, I was, like, the shyest kid ever. I was just the type of kid who would be super quiet, like, wouldn't say anything unless, like, they're forced to. Going through, like, middle school and high school, I got a lot more confidence. And as I got confidence, like, in my social endeavors, I got more confidence in my performing. And, like, I kind of realized that, you know, it's not as nerve-wracking as it seems to go up on stage and just sing. And since that's the thing that makes me happy, I've just learned how to better express it.
We are hiding in a safe place. Undercover singing, trying more. You're comfortable enough to feel your warmth. Starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever he goes.
When I'm performing music, I just feel completely calm. It kind of just, like, takes over, and just singing is just the only thing I can think about. It's not anything, like, I don't have any other thoughts in my mind except for that I'm performing because it's what I love to do, and I'm sharing the message of whatever song that I'm performing.
All right, this next song is by Beyonce, and it's a song she wrote called Die With You.
I don't need a reason to cry, and I have every reason to smile. And I don't have a reason to lie, cause you're already reading my mind. And I don't have a reason to be, if I can't be with you.
I don't need. So the first song I ever wrote, I was like 13, and I wrote a song, and I called it Off and On, and it's actually pretty catchy because it's super repetitive. It's like,
how it goes.
Yeah, it's like, off and on, just a thing on the side, never important. I think in the future, music is just kind of, it's going to always be a part of my life, no matter what I do. Music is something I can't live without.
And I just ran out of band-aids. I don't even know where to start, because you can band-aid the damage. You never really can fix a heart.
For WHJE, this has been Rachel Lacey. Find more stories like this and more of my episodes online at WHJE.com.